Of the Inquisition, to spread subversive thought is heresy. By edict of the Inquisition, offenders will submit to purification by sword or blade. By edict of the Holy Office of the Inquisition, to read or interpret the Bible is the sole province of the Church.
Men of this world and true substantial flesh and blood.
Confess, what you say of all of them is fable and fiction, lies and dreams.
The Holy Bible, which cannot deviate an atom from the truth, tells us of that huge Philistine, Goliath, who was 14 and a half feet high, which is an prodigious stature.
You blaspheme by quoting the Holy Bible for your purposes.
The interpretation of Holy Writ is the sacred function of the friar.
We cannot all be friars, and there are many ways God leads his children home. Religion is knight errantry.
Miguel de Cervantes.
Truth is a reveal or dream.
Miguel de Cervantes, in the name of the Holy Office of the Inquisition, you are under arrest. Anything wrong? The accommodations?
Hmm? Oh, no, they're quite interesting.
This is what we've come to regard as the common room. For those who wait.
Do they wait long?
An hour? A lifetime? Who knows?
Do they all await the Inquisition?
Ah, no, senor, not all of them. Most of these are merely thieves and murderers.
Oh.
If you want anything, just shout. If you're able.
What did he mean by that?
He meant to frighten us. I think they intend us to stay.
Think?
Oh. Calm yourself. There's a remedy for everything but death.
Maybe just the remedy we need.
Good day, gentlemen. Ladies, I regret being thrust upon you in this manner. I hope you will not find our company objectionable. I'm no stranger to similar surroundings. I've been in prison more than once.
Many times.
And often, I have thought the world to be a prison. A very cruel one. We all have desires, few of which are fulfilled. But how thoughtless of me to...
Each other if you must, but for God's sake, do it quietly. Who are you? Hey, speak up!
Cervantes! Don Miguel de Cervantes!
Oh, a gentleman!
Doesn't prevent me from going to bed hungry.
And that?
My assistant. May I have the honor?
They call me the governor. What's your game?
Game?
Your speciality, man. Cutpurse. Highwayman.
Nothing so rewarding. I'm a poet.
They're putting people in prison for that?
No, not for that.
Too bad.
Might I meet this gentleman? Your name, sir?
Names have no meaning here. I'm called the Duke.
And your speciality?
Treason. I invent false information about a country and sell it to others stupid enough to believe it.
Seems a sound proposition. What brought you here?
A lapse of judgment. I told the truth.
Did you like your job?
Quite.
Do you like yourself?
I believe I could learn to dislike you.
Well, now... Let's get on with the trial.
Yeah! Trial?
Yours, of course.
What have I done?
We'll soon find something.
But you don't understand. We'll only be here a few hours.
But, my dear sir, no one enters or leaves this prison without being tried by his fellow prisoners.
And if I'm found guilty...
You will be.
The sentence?
We generally fine a prisoner all his possessions.
All of them.
It's not practical to take more.
But these things are my livelihood.
I thought you said you were a poet.
Of the theater.
Yes, you of see.
Of the theater. You see? You see?
What? Oh! False.
Properties and costumes. You see, I'm a playwright and an actor. So these poor things couldn't possibly be of any use to you.
Huh? Oh, no, wait, don't. Don't break it.
Take them.
Oh, no, darn me, well.
Don't take them, I say.
No.
An
only leave me this.
To me. Valuable.
Only to me.
I'd let you ransom it.
I have no money.
I'm unfortunate. Paper!
Manuscript.
Still worthless. No!
Wait! You said trial. By your own word, I demand a trial.
Oh, very well, then. I hereby declare this court to be in session. Now then, what are you here for?
We are to appear before the Inquisition.
Heresy?
No, not exactly. You see, we were presenting an entertainment.
An entertainment? How does an entertainment get into trouble with the Inquisition?
Well, perhaps they found an entertainment is not always what it seems.
Why are you here?
Somebody has to stage manage the stage.
Oh, these two have empty holes in their heads.
Governor, if you don't mind, I should like to prosecute this case.
You sir, why, sir? Poets.
Spinning nonsense out of nothing, blurring men's eyes to reality.
Exactly. Reality. A stone prison crushing the human spirit.
Poetry demands imagination, and with imagination, you may discover a dream.
A trial! On to the trial!
Miguel de Cervantes, I charge you with being an idealist, a bad poet, and an honest man. How plead you?
Guilty.
Bravo!
Your Excellency!
Ladies and gentlemen, my defense!
But you just pleaded guilty.
Had I said innocent, you would surely have found me guilty. Since I have admitted guilt, the court is obliged to hear me out.
For what purpose?
The jury may choose to be lenient.
Clever!
He's trying to gain time. You have a scarcity of time.
Any urgent appointment?
It is true, I am guilty of these charges. An idealist? Well, I've never had the courage to believe in nothing. A bad poet? This comes more painfully.
Have you finished your defense?
No, scarcely begun. With your permission, I will continue in the manner I know best. In the form of a charade.
Charade?
An entertainment, if you will.
An entertainment?
At worst, it may beguile the time. And since my cast of characters is large, I call upon you all to enter in and play whatever role may suit your fancy.
Governor, I should like to protest.
No!
We don't get to stop anyway, no!
Just hear him out.
Well, if you've no objection, and with your kind permission, may I set the stage?
Proceed.
I will impersonate a man. His name, Alonso Quijano. A country gentleman, no longer young. Being retired, he has much time for books. He studies them from morn till night, and often through the night till morn again. And all he reads oppresses him. Fills him with indignation at man's murderous ways towards man. He ponders the problem, how to make better a world where evil brings profit and virtue none at all, where fraud, deceit, and malice are mingled with truth and sincerity. He broods and broods and broods and broods and broods, and finally his brains dry up. He lays down the melancholy burden of sanity and conceives the strangest project ever imagined, to become a knight-errant and sally forth to roam the world in search of adventures, to right all wrongs, to mount a crusade, to raise up the weak and those in need. He persuades his neighbor, one Sancho Panza, a country laborer and an honest man, if the poor may be called honest, and he was poor indeed,
to become his squire. He selects an ancient cart horse called Rocinante to become his steed and the safeguard of his master's will. These preparations made, he seizes his lance. No longer will he be playing Alonso Quijana, but a dauntless knight known as Don Quixote de la Mancha.
Hear me now, O thou bleak and unbearable world. Thou art base and debauched as can be. And a knight with his banners all bravely unfurled now hurls down his gauntlet to thee. I, Don Quixote, the Lord of La Mancha. My destiny calls and I go. And the wild winds of fortune will carry me onward whithersoever they blow. Whithersoever they blow, onward to glory I go.
I'm Sancho, yes, I'm Sancho. I'll follow my master till the end. I'll tell all the world proudly I'm his squire, I'm his friend.
Hear me, heathens and wizards and serpents of sin, all your dastardly doings are past. For a holy endeavor is now to begin, and virtue shall triumph at last.
Your grace, but it is peculiar. This great road to glory looks exactly like the road to El Toboso, where you can buy chickens cheap. It is a sign thou art little acquainted with adventuring. Only wait, and thou shalt see amazing sights.
Like what?
There will be knights and nations, warlocks and wizards, a cavalcade of vast, unending armies.
They sound dangerous.
They are dangerous. But one there will be the most dangerous of all.
Who?
The great enchanter.
The great enchanter?
Yes. Beware him, Sancho. His thoughts are cold, his soul shriveled, his eyes are little machines, and where he walks, the earth is blighted. But one day, I will meet him face to face. And on
I wouldn't get upset, Your Grace. As I always say, have patience and shuffle the cards.
Proverb.
Yes, Your Grace.
Proverb piled on proverb, you'll never cease.
No, Your Grace, I've got a belly full of them. As I always say.
Sweet Jason.
Do you see him?
Who?
The great enchanter.
Canst thou not see?
What?
A monstrous giant of infamous repute, whom I intend to encounter.
It's a windmill.
A giant.
A windmill?
A giant. Canst thou not see the four great arms whirling at his back?
Giant?
Exactly. How long since we sallied forth?
About 2 minutes.
So soon will I engage in brave, unequal combat. Hold there, foul monster! Cease the knocking of thy craven knees and prepare to battle!
I swear, Your Grace, by my wife's little black mustache, that is
my wife's... Your Grace!
Your Grace!
quick! Stand quick! Stand quick!
Your Grace! Your Grace! Master! Didn't I tell you? Didn't I say, Your Grace, it's a windmill? The work of mine enemy, the Enchanter.
He transformed the giant into a windmill to prevent me the honor of victory.
You'd be wise to avoid him, Your Grace. One of these days he'll get you killed.
Hell has not seen nor heaven created the one who can prevail against me.
He's doing very well. Come, Your Grace. I've got to find a place to get you repaired. A knight must not complain of his wounds, though his bowels be dropping out. But if we could find the hall of some great lord. Listen.
What?
A trumpet heralding my approach. There. The very place.
Where?
The castle.
Castle?
Rock-bound amidst the mountains.
Mountains?
And the banners.
Banners?
The brave banners flaunting the wind. Blow thy bugle, that a dwarf may mount the battlements and announce our presence.
But I don't see a castle.
What?
I do see something.
What?
It looks like an inn.
An inn?
An inn.
An inn. We will repair to the drawbridge of yonder castle, and there my vision may improve it.
Ah!
Reality.
Ah! I see.
To Sancho, an inn. To Don Quixote, a castle. To someone else, whatever. But for sweet argument's sake, let us grant Sancho his version. An inn.
An inn.
An inn. Governor, a kindly innkeeper.
A brothel keeper, if you like.
His less kindly wife.
Yes, hold right.
The marriage of mine.
God forbid.
Men, mule drivers, hard men, miles and miles on the road each day.
Oh,
and a man to lead the men.
Very good.
Pedro.
Pedro.
Pedro. And for the men, beautiful women.
For you?
Please, for trophy. Bermina. And in most particular, a kitchen maid.
Called Aldonza. One to whom life has been discourteous. A tigress, crouching in the dark, still keen in tooth and claw.
Take it, Aldonza.
Aldonza!
Come on, Aldonza, take it. Come on, Aldonza, take it.
Take it, Aldonza.
Take it, Aldonza. Take it, Aldonza. Take it, Aldonza. Take it, Aldonza.
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 Pull this on the table out of your lousy head.
I brought you something.
Keep it till he grows up. Little dogs have big ideas.
Tonight.
Payment in advance.
Hold on, sir.
Talk with your money, not your hands.
I've got a nice thick bed of hay in this table.
Good. Eat it.
You refuse, Pedro?
Try me. Try me.
My mules are not so stubborn.
Fine. Make love to your mules.
Aldonza, I sell my mules.
But Aldonza, I am the best woman.
Who cares? Just pay me. Of arms is like another. I don't know why or who's to blame. I'll go with you or with your brother. It's all the same. It's all the same. This I have learned, that when the light out, no man will burn with special flame. You prove to me, be night out, you're all the same. You're all the same. So do not talk to me of love. I'm not a fool with starry eyes. Just put your money in my hand and you will get what money buys. When I am dead, no man will miss me, for life's a cruel and dirty game. So you can curse or you can kiss me, it's all the same. Yes, all the same. Oh, I have seen too many beds, but I have known too little rest. And I have loved too many men with hatred burning in my breast.
Aldonza.
I do not like you or your brother. I do not like the life I live. But I am me, I am Aldonza, and what I give, I choose.
Choose.
One pair of arms is like another. It's all the same. It's all the same.
Aldonza!
Well, gentlemen, everything in order?
Did you feed the mules?
They're eating as well as you.
Oh, no.
God forbid. He jokes. It's well known that I set the finest table between Madrid and Malaga. My patron of all reasons. It's the big butcher. I didn't expect him so early.
In the name of...
Coming! Coming! Senor Butcher! Coming!
Is the lord of the castle at hand? I say, is the Castellano here?
Why? I am in charge of this place.
We waited, sire, for a dwarf to mount the battlements and announce us, but none appeared.
The dwarfs, they're all busy.
My noble lords and ladies, my master, Don Quixote... Knight-errant, defender of the right, and pursuer of lofty undertakings, request the boon of hospitality.
Well, sir, is it granted?
Absolutely. This inn, this castle, is open to everybody. Are you hurt?
One of the little mishaps of my profession.
He's a madman.
Madmen are the children of God. Sir Knight, you must be hungry.
I am, sir.
There's food aplenty, and for your squire, too.
Oh, well, as I always say, hunger is the best gravy in the world. And as the poor are always hungry, I thank you.
Stay and rest tonight. I'll just stable your animal.
See that your grooms care for my fleet-footed Rocinante. A horse of courage, sobriety, and chastity. Flower and glory of horse flesh.
What's this madness?
Herr Gondler!
Has he got money to pay?
When did a poor man ever find time to run mad? He's got money. He's a gentleman. Tell the Gondler to bring him to us.
Gentle knights. Fair Chatelet. If there be any amongst you that require assistance, you have but to speak, and my good right arm is at your service. Whether it be a princess held to ransom, an army besieged, a fallen to be raised up, the suffering, the poor. Dear God, it is she. Sweet lady. Fair virgin. I dare not gaze fully upon thy countenance as I be blinded by beauty.
I'll get you the wine.
My lady, you must not wait upon my needs, I implore you. Speak once your name.
Aldonza.
My lady jests.
Aldonza.
The name of a kitchen scullion or my lady's serving maid.
I told you my name. Now get out of the way or out by Christ.
My lady, think, put me to the test. Oh, sweet sovereign of my captive heart, how could I fail thee when I know
I have dreamed thee too long, never seen thee or touched thee, but know thee with all of my heart. Half a prayer, half a song, thou hast always been with me, though we have been always apart. Dulcinea, Dulcinea, I see heaven when I see thee, Dulcinea, and thy name is like a prayer an angel whispers, Dulcinea. Tremble and shrink from the touch of my hand on thy head. Let my fingers but see thou art warm and alive and no phantom to fade in the air. Dulcinea, Dulcinea, have sought thee, sung thee, dreamed thee, Dulcinea. Now I've found thee, and the world shall know thy glory, Dulcinea.
Tonight, I'll show you to your quarters.
Don't
Dulcinea.
Defense. This is my defense.
The most curious I've ever heard.
But if it entertains...
The word is diverts. I think your purpose is to divert us from ours.
Precisely. May I go on?
Continue with your defense.
Sek, imagine now the family our brave knight leaves behind. Not the lords and ladies and retainers of Don Quixote de la Mancha, but the simple women folk of Alonso Quijano. Think of the shock the news of his madness brings to his niece,
Antonia,
who's concerned about the effect on her forthcoming marriage.
Can't I have it?
Afterwards, princess, you can keep it, but now you're my niece, concerned about marriage. To his housekeeper of many years, the pious lady, come on, concerned that devils and darkness have overtaken him. And to the local priest,
please,
who has known Alonso all of his life. One priest. And shortly there will appear a character whose philosophy may appeal enormously to you. Antonia and the housekeeper hurry to the church.
Church.
Anguished by the situation and not wholly unaware of what the neighbors may think, they seek advice from the priest.
Reverence. To church.
But in spite of the trouble that Alonso's madness will bring crashing on their heads, you may be sure they're only thinking of him.
I'm only thinking of him. I'm only thinking of him. Whatever I may do or say, I'm only thinking of him. In my body, it's well known, there is not one selfish bone. I'm only thinking and worrying about him. I've been told he's chasing dragons, and I fear it may be true. If my groom should hear about it, heaven knows what he will do. Oh, they say he seeks a lady who his own true love shall be. God forbid that in his madness he should ever think it's me. If he should try, I'll surely die, and I will grimly guard my honor as I cry.
I know, my dear. Of course you are.
They're only thinking of him.
there appears on the scene a man of breeding, intelligent, logical, Dr. Sanson Carrasco, Antonia's fiancé. Bachelor of Science, graduate of the University of Salamanca, a man who carries his own importance as though afraid of breaking it.
Indeed.
Family quarrels. Governor, with your permission and so much at stake in the game, may I rearrange the pieces?
Senor, you have our permission.
The Queen, cunning. The castle, formidable. The king, restricted. The bishop, charmingly diagonal. And now the problem of the knight.
My dear, your uncle is the laughing stock of the entire neighborhood, and I do not relish claiming a lunatic as an uncle.
Oh, come, come, doctor. The good Signor Quijana has been carried away by his imagination.
Signor Quijana has lost his mind and is suffering from delusions.
Is there a difference?
Exactitude of meaning. I beg to remind you, I am a doctor.
The innocent must pay for the sins of the guilty.
Guilty of what? A gentle delusion?
How do you know it is gentle? He was armed.
With sword and lance.
I cannot favor the madness that puts a sword into his hand. But I can love the gentle spirit that moves him to measure his sword with evil.
I shall concern myself with his madness, Father, and leave the care of his spirit in your hands.
Sanson, I had hoped for so much for us. For you, really. Everything was to be for you. My uncle's house, his lands.
That's true, Doctor. In time, they would all be yours.
Are you a priest or pawnbroker?
What I meant was, consider the challenge.
Challenge?
Think what cleverness it would take to wean him from his madness.
Turn him from his course.
To persuade him to come back home.
To bring him to see the same world. That is a challenge.
Enormous.
To work within his lunacy. To cure him through the very terms that are his own. Come, Father. We shall do it.
We will return now to the inn. The kitchen. Hey!
It is imperative each knight has a lady.
For a knight without a lady is a body without a soul. Whom would he dedicate his conquests? What visions sustain him when he sallies forth to do battle with evil and with giants? Don Quixote, having found his lady, sends Sancho Panza to her with a missive.
Missive? What's a missive?
It's a sort of letter. He warned me to give it only into your hands.
Oh, let's see it. I can't read.
Neither can I. But my master, foreseeing such a possibility, recited it to me so I could commit it to heart.
What made him think I couldn't read?
Well, as he explained it, most noble women are so busy with their needlework.
Needlework?
Embroidering banners for their knights, he said. They had no time for study.
What's it say?
Most lovely sovereign and high-born lady, the heart of this thy vassal knight faints for thy favor, O fairest of the fair, purest of the pure, incomparable Dulcinea.
Oh, that again. My name is Aldonza.
Your master calls you Dulcinea.
Why?
I don't know, but I can tell you from experience that knights have their own language for everything. And it's better not to ask questions. You only gets you into trouble. I beg thee, grant that I may kiss the nethermost hem of thy garment.
Kiss my what?
If you keep interrupting me like this, the whole thing will be gone right out of my head.
Well, what's he want?
I'm getting to it. I beg thee, grant that I may kiss the nethermost hem of thy garment.
and send to me a token of thy fair esteem that I may carry as my standard into battle.
What kind of a token?
He says generally it's a silken scarf.
Well, your master's a crack brain.
Well, they say one madman makes 100 and love makes 1,000.
What does that mean?
I'm not sure.
Are you crazy too? What are you waiting for?
The token.
I'll give him a token. Here.
But my lady...
Don't you my lady me or I'll crack you like an egg. Hey, wait a moment. Come here. Come. Tell me. Why'd you follow him? Huh?
Oh, that's easy to explain. It's a sort of crusade.
Crusade?
And then there's all those people in distress.
Distress?
And,
Why?
I'm telling you. Because,
Why?
I like him. I really like him. Tear out my fingernails, one by one. I like him.
That's no reason.
I don't have a very good reason. Since I've been with them, cuckoo nuts have been in season. But there's nothing I can do. Chop me up for onion stew. Still I'll yell to the sky, though I can't tell you why, that I like him.
It doesn't make any sense.
Well, that's because you're not a squire.
All right, you're a squire. How does a squire squire?
Well, I ride behind him, and he fights. And then I pick him up off the ground.
What do you get out of it?
What do I get? Plenty. Why, already I've got...
You've got nothing, so why do you do it?
I like him. I really like him. Pluck me naked as a scalded chicken. I like him. Don't ask me for why or wherefore, 'cause I don't have a single good because or therefore. You can chop me for croquettes, beat my bones like castanets, make me freeze, make me fry, make me sigh, make me cry, still I'll yell to the sky, though I can't tell you why, that I like him.
There is the fear. Kiss the hem of thy garment.
My lady received thee.
Oh, most fortunate of squires. The token. What of the token? Gossamer. Sheerest gossamer. Forgive me. I'm overcome. Oh, I am a little barber and I go my merry way. With my razor and my basin, I can always earn my pay.
Somebody approaches.
Though your chin be smooth as sun, you will need me soon, I know. For the Lord protects his barbers and he makes the stubble grow.
Well, good day, gentlemen.
Just an ordinary traveler.
See what he weareth on his head.
By all the saints, there is a fortune to be made right here.
Arm myself. This encounter may be perilous.
If I slip while I am shaving, you will cut you to the quick. You can use me as a doctor, cause I also heal the sick.
Well, shall you be my first to... You should be my first. Oh, the beard of St. Anthony. I do believe I... see before me a knight in full armor. It's ridiculous. There aren't any knights.
What?
I was wrong. Forgive me your bigness. I thought I'd been touched by the sun.
Thou wilt be touched by worse unless thou surrender rapidly that golden helmet which is justly mine.
Golden helmet? But this is a shaving basin.
Shaving basin?
Mister! I must say, Your Grace, it does look like a shaving basin.
Oh, yes. Yes, it's a shaving basin. I'm a barber. I was merely wearing this upon my head to ward off the rays of the sun. You see, so that's how your highship made the mistake.
Silence! Knowest thou what that really is? The golden helmet of Mambrino. When worn by one of noble heart, it rendereth him invulnerable to all wounds. From what fallen knight didst thou steal it?
I didn't steal it.
Surrender it.
Well, it cost me half a crown.
Oh, surrender it, or
I must say, Your Grace, it is worth half a crown.
Peasant.
Thou golden helmet of Mambrino, with so illustrious a past, too long hast thou been lost to glory, that rediscovered now at last. Golden helmet of Mambrino, there can be no helm like thee.
I can hear the cuckoo singing in the cuckooberry tree. If he says that that's a helmet, I suggest that you agree. But he'll find it is not gold and will not make him bold and brave. Well, at least he'll find it useful if he ever needs a shave.
Thou and I now, ere I die now.
Your prayers. I thought you'd like some refreshment, then supper.
Sir Castellano.
Sir Knight.
I would make a confession.
To me?
I would confess I have never been dubbed. Knight.
Oh. That's bad.
But I am well qualified, my lord. I am brave and courteous, bold and generous, affable and patient.
Yes, that's the list.
Therefore, I would beg a boon of thee.
Anything within reason?
Tonight, I will hold vigil in the chapel of thy castle, and at dawn receive from your hand the ennobling stroke of knighthood.
Well, there's one small difficulty. No chapel.
No chapel?
That is, it's being restored. Now, if you wouldn't mind holding your vigil some other place.
Here in the courtyard. Under the stars.
Of course. At dawn. You shall be dubbed knight.
My lord, I thank you.
Now, will you have some supper?
For a vigil. Nay, my lord. On this night, I must fast and compose my spirit.
Come for Don Quixote, Knight of La Mancha. We have word he stays at this inn.
Yes, Your Grace. He does stay here.
My sister, this great lady, would speak with him.
The drum sound. Why am I summoned?
Are you the man we seek?
I am Don Quixote de La Mancha. Fire cannot be hidden. Virtue cannot fail to be recognized. Cease your praises. Word of your renown met us on the very shores of Spain.
You have no need to sue for favor. Only say how I may help you.
My lady, you must not kneel.
I shall not rise until you grant the boon I ask.
I grant it freely.
The great enchanter has brought unhappiness to us all.
Your enemy.
He has bewitched our brother.
Turned him to stone.
He will not regain his former self until Don Quixote joins in single combat with the enchanter.
Have the fates indeed reserved this unparalleled adventure for my sword? Assist me, sweet Dulcinea. Let not your favor and protection fail me in this, my first trial.
Where shall I find the enchanter?
Declare yourself, and he will find you. Pray well, Don Quixote. Pray power into thine arm, a keen edge to thy sword, and courage into thy soul.
I shall take my prayers up in the chapel. Here is my arm.
Lady Dulcinea.
The gentleman's talking to you.
Ah.
Dulcinea.
Her name's Aldonza. The old gentleman, he took a fancy to calling her Dulcinea.
Where's this chapel? How does it happen a wretched tavern like this converts to chapel?
It isn't a chapel, Your Grace.
He's in the stable.
Oh, another excess of imagination.
How does it harm anyone?
You're more of a fool than he is. Playing tricks on a man who is mad. Live.
One might say Jesus was mad. Or St. Francis.
A man who chooses to be mad can also choose to be sane.
Oh. It was easy enough planning this enterprise. But it will be difficult to come out of it well. May not the cure be more cruel than the disease?
We have given reality to his madness. We cannot abandon him now. We have said he will meet the enchanter. He must meet him.
Too long,
little bird,
without a song,
little
it on all your little birds.
Here!
Give it back!
What is this? Most lovely sovereign and high-born lady. It's from her knight! It's a love letter. Such fine words.
Well, fine words. All right. He's a man, isn't he? He wants what every other man wants.
Soon.
When I'm through in the kitchen.
I must consider how sages of the future will describe this historic night. Long after the sun had retired to his couch, darkening the gates and balconies of La Mancha, Don Quixote, with lofty expression and measured tread, held vigil in the courtyard of a mighty castle. Oh. Maker of empty boasts. On this of all nights to give way to vanity. No. Don Quixote, take a deep breath of life and consider how it should be lived. Call nothing thine except thy soul. Love not what thou art, only what thou may become. Do not pursue pleasure, for thou mayst have the misfortune to overtake it. Look always forward. In last year's nests, there are no birds this year. Be just to all men. Courteous to all women. Live in the vision of the one for whom great deeds are done. Dulcinea.
Get up from there. Get up.
My lady.
Why do you call me by that name?
Because it is yours.
My name is Aldonza.
I know you, my lady.
I think you know me not.
All my years I have known you. Your nobility of spirit. Long have I seen you in my heart.
Your heart doesn't know much about women.
It knows all, my lady. Woman is the soul of man, the radiance that lights his way. Woman is glory.
What do you want of me?
Nothing.
Liar.
I deserve the rebuke. I ask of my lady.
Now we get to it.
That I may be allowed to serve her. That I may hold her in my heart. That to her I may dedicate each victory and call upon her in defeat. And if at last I give my life, I give it in the sacred name of Dulcinea.
I must go. Pedro is waiting. Why do you do these things?
What things?
It's ridiculous, the things you do.
I come in a world of iron to make a world of gold.
The world's a dunghill.
we are maggots that crawl on it.
No. My lady knows better in her heart.
What's in my heart will get me halfway to hell. And you, Señor Don Quixote, your head is going to end up stranger to your neck.
That doesn't matter.
What does?
Only that I follow the quest.
Bad for your quest. What does it mean?
The mission of each true knight is duty, nay, is privilege.
To dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go, to right the unrightable wrong, to love pure and chaste from afar, to try when your arms are too weary, to reach the unreachable star. This is my quest, to follow that star. No matter how far, to fight for the right, without question or pause, to be willing to march into hell for a heavenly cause. And I know if I'll only be true to this glorious quest, that my heart will lie peaceful and calm when I'm laid to my rest. And the world will be better for this. That one man scorned and covered with scars, still strong with his last ounce of courage, to reach the unreachable star.
Once, just once, would you look at me as I really am?
I see beauty, purity, Dulcinea.
You'll keep me waiting, would you?
I wasn't, I didn't mean to.
My lady, my little slut.
No, stop!
Stay clear!
Thou wouldst strike a woman!
Ah, stand back and I'll break your head.
Thou heart of flint and bowels of cork!
I'm killed.
Jose! Antonio!
Pedro!
El Selmo!
Jose!
Valentino!
Help me, Louis! Help me!
victory.
Victory?
Victory.
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 Victory. Victory. Victory.
What's this? All the noise. Oh, oh, what dreadful thing.
What glorious thing.
Castellana.
I will inform you. Right has triumphed. Grace, are you hurt?
No. A little weakness. Temporary.
No, no. Grace!
Bring water! Water, quick! Poor crusader. Jimmy.
Your Grace. Your Grace. He's coming round.
That I might always wake to such a vision.
Don't move.
I must say, Your Grace, we certainly did a job out here.
We routed them.
The bunch will be walking bow-legged for a week.
My lady, it is not seemly to gloat over the fallen.
Let them rot in hell.
Sir, I am a tame and peaceful man. Please, Sir Knight, I do not wish to be inhospitable, but I must ask you to leave as soon as you are able.
I am sorry to have offended the dignity of your castle, and at daylight I shall depart. But first, may I remind you of your promise?
Promise?
True, it is not yet dawn, but I have kept vigil and proven myself in combat. I therefore beg you, dub me knight.
Oh, certainly. Let's get it over with.
Sancho, would you be good enough to fetch my sword?
Yes, Your Grace.
I cannot speak, my lady, how joyful I am that this ceremony should take place in your presence.
Be careful now.
It is the solemn moment that seals my vocation.
Are you ready?
I am.
Very well, then. Kneel.
Don Quixote de la Mancha, I hereby dub thee knight.
My lord.
Didn't I do it right?
If your lordship could make some mention of the deeds I performed to deserve this honor.
Oh, of course. Don Quixote de la Mancha, having proved yourself this day in glorious and terrible combat, and by my authority and lord of this castle, I hereby dub thee knight.
My lord.
Something else?
If your lordship recalls, it is the custom to grant the new knight an additional name. If your lordship could devise such a name?
Let me see. Hail, knight of the woeful countenance, knight of the woeful countenance. Wherever you go, people will know of the glorious deeds of the knight of the woeful countenance. Farewell and good cheer, oh, my brave cavalier. Ride onward to glorious strife. I swear when you're gone, I'll remember you well for all of the rest of my life. Hail, knight of the woeful countenance, knight of the woeful countenance. Wherever you go, face to the foe, they will quail at the sight of the knight of the woeful countenance. Oh, valorous knight, go and fight for the right, and battle or villainous be. But oh, when you do, what will happen to you? Thank God I will be there to see. Hail, knight of the woeful countenance. Hail, knight of the woeful countenance.
night. I'm going to bed. And I advise you to do the same.
Night of the Woeful Countenance.
It's a beautiful name.
Come, Grace. Let's get you to bed.
Not yet, Sancho. I owe something to my enemies.
Have the accounts been paid?
Not yet, my lady. I must raise them up and minister to their wounds.
What?
Nobility demands.
He does.
Yes. Therefore, I will go to...
I'll go. I'll minister.
There is no need.
They were my enemies, too.
Oh, blessed one.
Come, Your Grace, let's get you to bed.
Sancho, I do envy my enemies.
Your Grace, you're tired.
No, Sancho, I feel right well.
Your Grace, many a man has gone to bed in the evening feeling well, only to wake up in the morning and find himself dead.
That's a proverb.
Yes, Your Grace.
I don't approve of
that. I know, Your Grace.
What in hell do you think you're doing?
I'm going to minister to your wounds.
Your what?
Nobility demands. Turn over, you foxy goat.
You take it along. Let these events be proof to thee, my Sancho. Nobility triumphs. Virtue will always prevail.
Oh, yes, Your Grace.
Now, in this moment of glory, do I confirm my knighthood and my oath. For all my life, this I do swear.
To dream the impossible dream. To fight the unbeatable foe, to bear an unbearable sword.
What is that?
One of the hazards of this prison, the brave men. Of the Inquisition!
It means...
They're coming to fetch someone.
Call him off. Put the question to him.
Next thing he knows, he is bad.
They're coming for me.
Very possibly.
What, Cervantes not afraid? Where's your courage? Or is that in your imagination, too? No escape. This is happening. Not to your brave man of La Mancha, but to you. Quick, Cervantes. Call on him. Let him shield you. Let him save you, if he can, from that.
Well, not this time. But you see, Cervantes, there is a difference between reality and illusion. And a difference between these prisoners and your men of lunacy.
I'd say rather men whose illusions were very real.
Much the same thing, isn't it, really?
Why are you poets so fascinated with madmen?
We have much in common.
You both turn your backs on life.
We both select from life.
A man has to come to terms with life as it is.
Life as it is. I've lived for over 40 years and I've seen life as it is. Pain. Misery. Cruelty beyond belief. I've heard all the voices of God's noblest creature. Moans from bundles of filth in the streets. I've been a soldier and a slave. I've seen my comrades fall in battle or die more slowly under the lash in Africa. I've held them at the last moment. These were men who saw life as it is. Yet they died despairing. No glory, no brave last words, only their eyes, filled with confusion, questioning why. I do not think they were asking why they were dying, but why they had ever lived. When life itself seems lunatic, who knows where madness lies? Perhaps to be too practical is madness. To surrender dreams, this may be madness. To seek treasure where there is only trash. Too much sanity may be madness. And maddest of all, to see life as it is and not as it should be.
I, Don Quixote, the Lord of La Mancha, destroyer of evil am I. I will march to the sound of the
understand.
Don't understand what, my friend?
Why are you so cheerful? First you find your lady, then you lose her.
Never lost.
Well, she ran off with those muleteers.
Doubtless for some high purpose.
High purpose with those low characters.
Sancho, always thine eye sees evil in preference to good.
My eye did not make this world.
It only sees it.
Right. And furthermore, I think you should call a truce.
What? And allow wickedness to flourish.
I've noticed wickedness wears pretty thick armor.
And for that, would you have me cease? Nay, let a man be struck down 1,000 times. Still must he rise and do
battle. Battle, yes.
Lies. Lies. Lies, madness and lies.
they shall be punished who did this crime.
Crime? You know the worst crime of all? Being born. For that you get punished your whole life. Enough of that! Get yourself to a madhouse. Rave about nobility where no one can hear.
My lady.
I'm not your lady. I'm not any kind of a lady.
For a lady as modest and maidenly as, and the virtue a blind man could see that I lack, it's hard to develop these maidenly airs in a stable laid flat on your back. Won't you look at me, look at me, God? Won't you look at me, look at the kitchen slut reeking of sweat? Born on a dung heap to die on a dung heap, a strumpet man, use and forget. If you feel that you see me not quite at my virginal best, cross my palm with a coin and I'll willingly show you the rest.
Never deny that you are Dulcinea.
Take the clouds from your eyes and see me as I really am.
You have shown me the sky, but what good is the sky to a creature who'll never do better than crawl? Of all the cruel bastards who badgered and battered me, you are the cruelest of all. Can't you see what your gentle insanities do to me? Rob me of anger and give me despair. Blows and abuse I can take and give back again. Tenderness I cannot bear. So please torture me now with your sweet Dulcinea no more. I am no one and nothing. I'm only a daughter of the whore.
Now and forever, you are my lady Dulcinea.
Master? Master?
Is this Don Quixote de la Mancha? If it is, and he is not afraid to look upon me, let him stand forth.
I am Don Quixote, Knight of the Woeful Countenance.
Then hear me, thou charlatan. Thou art no knight, but a foolish pretender. Thy pretense is a child's mockery, and thy principles dirt beneath my feet.
False, graceless knight! Before I chastise thee, tell me thy name.
Thou shalt hear it in due course.
Then why seekest thou me?
Thou called upon me, Don Quixote. Thou reviled me and threatened me.
The enchanter. Behold at thy feet the gauge of battle.
On what terms do we fight?
Choose.
Very well. If thou art beaten, Thy freedom is forfeit, and thou must obey my every command. And thy conditions?
If thou livest, thou shalt kneel and beg forgiveness of my lady, Dulcinea.
Thy lady is an alley cat.
Monster, defend thyself!
Hold. Thou art my name, Don Quixote. Now I shall tell it. I am called the Knight of the Mirrors. Look, Don Quixote. Look in the mirror of reality and behold things as they truly are. Look, Don Quixote. Look in the mirror of reality. Look, what seest thou, Don Quixote? A gallant knight, naught but a raging fool. Look, dost thou see him, a madman dressed for a masquerade? A masquerade! Look, Don Quixote, see him as he truly is. See the clown. Look, what seest thou, Don Quixote? Look, dost thou see him? A madman. Look, Don Quixote. See him as he truly is. Look, Don Quixote. Drown, Don Quixote. Drown in the mirror. Drown, Don Quixote. Drown in the mirror. Go deep, deep. Deep, deep, go deep, deep. The masquerade is ended. Confess, thy lady is a trollop, and thy dream the nightmare of a disordered mind.
It is done.
Your grace! It is Dr. Carrasco! It is only Samson Carrasco!
Forgive me, Senor Quijano. It was the only way.
Don Miguel de Cervantes!
Who calls? Don Miguel.
Cervantes! Cervantes!
Don Miguel de Cervantes!
Don Miguel de Cervantes, prepare to be summoned.
Summoned? By whom?
The judges of the Inquisition.
Captain, how long?
Soon.
But not yet. Good. You just have time to finish your story.
The story is finished.
Of course. Quite the proper ending.
I don't like this ending. I don't think the jury likes it either.
Well then, he's failed.
Don Miguel de Cervantes. The court hereby sentences.
Wait!
What for?
Time, any time.
I'll grant you that. But what about the Inquisition?
A few moments only. I'll improvise an ending. A farmhouse on the plains of La Mancha. Candle. A room in that house where a man who once called himself Don Quixote lies in the shadows between living and dying.
I'm afraid there will be more need of my services than the doctor's. Where is he, I wonder? In what dark cavern of the mind?
According to recent theory...
Oh, doctor, please.
Don't you think I did right?
There's the contradiction.
You again!
Tell
go away.
What harm can he do?
Yes, it's all been done.
Your Reverence, could I talk to him?
I'm afraid he won't be able to hear you.
Well, then I won't say much.
No mention of knight errantry.
Oh, no. One does not speak of the rope in the house of the hanged. Proverb. Excuse me, Your Grace.
Your Grace.
Just a few words. Little ones. To lighten his heart. A little gossip. A little chat. A little idle talk of this and that. I'll tell him all the troubles I have had. And since he doesn't hear, at least he won't feel bad. Oh, what a time I've been having since I got back, Your Grace. You know my wife, Teresa, how strong she is. Muscles like a bull. Well, she beat me. She hit me with everything but the house itself. And she yells at me, where's all the gold and all the jewels you were going to bring back? Where's that kingdom you were going to conquer? Well, I kept a dignified silence, Your Grace, because there are some questions you just can't answer. Like when a man yells, what are you doing with my wife? That's a question you just can't answer. Of course, I hit her back, Your Grace. Well, she's a lot harder than I am. And as the saying goes, whether the stone hits the pitcher or the pitcher hits the stone, it's going to be bad for the pitcher. So I've got bruises from here to... Fought a windmill in a fortnight, and the humble joys get duller every day. Why, when I'm asleep, a dragon with his fiery tongue a-wagging whispers, Sancho, won't you please come out and play?
That's enough.
What did I do?
I warned you.
I didn't do anything. I was...
Please, be quiet.
My friend,
did Your Grace say something?
You are a fat pudding, stuffed with proverbs.
Oh, that's very well known, Your Grace. Well, as I was saying...
Uncle.
My dear. Good morning, Father. Is it evening?
How do you feel, sir?
I am not well.
Can you speak your name?
Should a man not know his name?
If you would just say it.
Alonso Quijano. Father.
I'm here, beside you.
I wish to make a will.
Yes. Of course.
Uncle?
Forgive me. When I close my eyes, I see a pale horse, and I am bit.
No, Uncle, you will get well.
Oh, my dear Master's worship, do not die, but live on many years. Dying is such a waste of good health.
Soft and fair, my dear ones. In last year's nests, there are no birds this year. Come closer. I have dreamed so strangely. Oh, such dreams. I thought I had declared myself. No, I dare not tell you, lest you think me mad.
put them from your mind.
They are gone. Nor do I know what they meant. Father?
Just speak, and I shall write.
I, Alonso Quijana, with 1 foot in the stirrup and all too ready for the final ride.
Don't admit anyone.
Do hereby make the following disposition of my estate. The bulk I leave to my beloved niece, Antonia Quijana, with the exception of certain personal bequests, which are as follows.
I will allow nobody to go internet will cut me out of the way you have!
What is that, Sansu?
That slut from the inn.
Stupid! I tried to stop her, and she threatened to
tear your eyes out, and if you touch me again, by God!
Get out!
Not before I see him!
Let
warning you, go quietly, Senor Quijana!
In my house, there will be courtesy. Come closer, girl. What is it you wish?
Don't you know me?
Should I?
I am Aldonza.
I'm so sorry. I don't recall anyone of that name.
Please, my lord.
Why do you say my lord?
You are my lord, Don Quixote.
Don Quixote. Forgive me. I am confused by shadows. It is possible I knew you once. I do not remember.
This way.
Please try to remember.
Is it so important?
Everything. My whole life. You spoke to me. And everything was different.
I spoke to you.
And you looked at me. And you called me by another name. Dulcinea. Dulcinea. Once you found a girl and called her Dulcinea. When you spoke the name, an angel seemed to whisper Dulcinea.
Then perhaps it was not a dream.
You spoke of a dream? And about the quest?
The quest?
How you must fight. And it doesn't matter whether you win or lose. If only you follow the quest.
What did I say to you? Tell me the words.
To dream. The impossible dream. But they are your own words. To fight. The unbeatable foe. Don't you remember? To bear. Unbearable sorrow. You must remember. To run. Where the brave dare not go.
The unrightable wrong.
Yes.
love, pure and chaste from afar.
Yes.
To try when your arms are too weary. To reach the unreachable star.
Thank you, my lord.
My lady, this is not seemly.
On your knees to me.
But my lord, you're not well.
Not well? What is sickness to the body of a knight errant? What matter wounds? For each time he falls, he will rise again, and woe to the wicked! Sancho!
Hear your grace!
My armor, my sword!
More misadventures!
Adventures, old friend!
Oh, the trumpets of glory love call me to ride. Yes, the trumpets are calling to me. And wherever I ride, ever staunch at my side, my squire and my lady will be. I am I, Don Quixote,
the Lord of La Mancha. Our destiny calls and we go. And the wild winds of fortune will carry us onward with us soever they blow. Wherever they blow, onward to glory we go.
Master! Master!
Uncle!
Master!
My lord.
Di profundis clamo ad te, Domine, Domine, audivo vocem meam, fiat res tu.
My master is dead.
The man died. He seemed a good man. But I did not know him.
But you saw.
Don Quixote is not dead. Believe, Sancho. Believe.
Aldonza.
Dulcinea.
Dulcinea.
Thank you. under authority of the Holy Office of the Inquisition, by reason of certain offenses committed against His Majesty's Most Catholic Church, the following is summoned to give answer and submit his person for purification, if it be so ordered, Don Miguel de Cervantes.
I am a popular defendant. Summoned before one court before I've quite finished with another. Well, what says this jury?
You know, I think I know now what this contains. The history of your mad night.
As much as is written.
Plead as well there as you did here. You may not burn.
I have no intention of burning.
Cervantes, I think Don Quixote is brother to Cervantes.
God help us, we are both men of La Mancha. For me alone was Don Quixote born, and I for him. I give him to you. Ready, old friend.
To dream the impossible dream. To fight the unbeatable foe. To bear with unbearable sorrow.
To run where the brave dare not go. To run where the brave dare not go. Forever to fall, to try.